I'm not sure what I would do if I was sitting in my proper seat on an airplane and someone asked me to move because of my sex. But apparently, such things do happen.
It's an issue that has disrupted or delayed several flights, especially between the U.S. and Israel, the New York Times says. Ultra-Orthodox Jewish men refusing to sit next to women who aren't their wives.
This was on a flight to London. An Orthodox Jewish man refused to sit down next to a woman because his religion forbids accidental touching. Now, you might wonder why anybody whose religion forbids accidental touching would get anywhere near a commercial airliner in the age of 17-inch seats. But the story doesn't tell us that. Anyway, the woman moved, reluctantly, but now there's a movement underway to encourage women to stand their ground when something like this happens. Because religion or not, you do have to be kind of a to take offense at someone's unseen genitals. And this promises to make air travel even more unpleasant. Now, personally, I am happy to change seats so a family can sit together. But if I was asked to change on the grounds I was too much of a sexual temptation, I guess at my age I should be flattered. But I would probably just get off the plane altogether. The prospect of any demonstration of religious fervor between airports, for some reason, takes the fun out of flying. But the airlines obviously need some kind of policy. So, how about whoever gets to the row first can declare the religious policy for that row, or a special privacy section with opaque, sex-proof partitions between seats, for an extra $75, of course, or the airlines could install seats that are the width of a normal person, and people of all faiths would be happier.